This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Ksubais. As the year comes to an end, so too we're closing in on the end of the Masechta. We're up to Daf Kuf Zayin. We begin two lines from the bottom on Kuf Vav Amad Beis. Mishalach Lumadina Sayam, the Mishnah said if somebody goes overseas and the wife comes and she wants mezonos, so we have a machlekes. Itmar Rav Amar, Rav said that poiskin mezonos le'eshes ish. Rav says we decide and give food and support for a married woman when the husband goes overseas. We give it to her from his estate. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no, ain't poiskin mezonos le'eshes ish. We do not decide and give sustenance for a married woman out of his estate. Okay, so it's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says we support her. Shmuel says we do not support her. Amar Shmuel Maidali Abba. Shmuel said Abba is Maidah to me. Abba is the name of Rav. What does it mean it's the name of Rav? Either the Pshat is in Likute Rashi, quotes from the Rashbam. In Baba Basra, Rav was old, and because Rav was old, he was called He was the oldest in his generation, the Rashbam says. And he's called Rav because that was just like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was called Rebbe, so Rav was called Rav in Bavel. So the Rashbam in Baba Sadaf Nun Beis says Rav Aruch B'dayrei Haya. Rav was the elder statesman of his generation. V'haydi kari Rav k'may shikar l'Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Rebbe b'Eretz Yisrael. So kari le'inami b'avel Rav. That's also the pshat of the Aruch. However, so that pshat learns that his name was Abba and he was called Rav because he was old. However, there is a pshat that his name was Rav and he was called Abba for out of honor. So either his name was Abba and he was given the title Rav, or his name was Rav and he was given the title Abba. Okay, in any event, Shmuel said, Moideli Abba, Rav concedes to me, B'shloisha chadashim harishainim, during the first 3 months that the husband is overseas, he's moida that we do not support her. L'fishen adam aniach beisereikam, a person will not leave his wife empty-handed. So the first 3 months, even Rav would agree that we do not support her, because there's no question if the guy left, he left her with sustenance. So we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The husband goes overseas. Do we support the wife? Rav says yes. Shmuel says no. Everyone agrees the first 3 months, you do not support the wife. Now the Gemara says, if we heard a report that the husband died, everyone agrees that we support the wife. When do they argue? If we did not hear that he died. Rav Amar Poiskin. Rav says that we do support because he has a Sheba to support her. So Rav says, since a husband has to support his wife, it's from the Tanai of the Ksuba, Ana Eflach. So Rav says that he has to support her. And we do decide money to the woman. But Shmuel Amar Ein Poiskin. Shmuel says we do not. The Shaila is, why in the world does Shmuel say that the woman is not supported when the husband goes overseas? My taima. What's the reason for Shmuel? Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid said, Ema Sare Atvasa. Ema, you could say that Tsrari are bundles, Adfasa. He gave to her
to grab, meaning maybe he slipped her money. And she's saying, support me, because she already has a bag of cash in the closet. And she's trying to collect double, so we can't support her, because we have to be choshesh, maybe he gave her money under the table. And so the question is, so why would Shmuel be Maideh if we know that he died? Very simply, because Rashi says, if we know that he died, then she's going to collect the ksuba, and if she collects the ksuba, she'll have to swear that he didn't give her anything before. So there's no chshash anymore once he died. Rav Papa said, Chayshinan Shama Amarla, we're afraid that he made the following agreement with her. The reason he doesn't have to support her is because he said to her, look, I'm entitled to your wages, but since you make so much money, maybe tzi masi adecha b'mezayna secha. Let your wages go out for your sustenance, meaning you keep your masi adayim, and I will not support you. So we cannot obligate we cannot say that the estate is responsible to support the woman, because we're afraid that maybe he made up not to support her because she's keeping her handiwork. Obviously, if he died, then she no longer has to give him handiwork, and now he would have to support her. So even Shmuel would agree that after, if we heard that he died, he has to support her. So Rav Zvid says the reason why, if we didn't hear that he died, she can't demand sustenance, is we're afraid maybe he already gave it to her. And Rav Papa said, we're afraid maybe he said, what's the difference between Rav Zid and Rav Papa? The difference is, Gedoyla v'loy sibka, if the woman was of age, she's basically a grown-up, and her wages are not enough for her sustenance. So in that case, we are choshesh that maybe he slipped her money under the table before he left. We're choshesh for tsari atfasa, but v'loy sibka. But we're not choshesh that he said, you keep your wages for your food, because her wages are not enough for the food. Inami, or ketana v'sibka. Another nafkamina would be if she's a ketana, a minor, and her wages do allow her to be supported. Namely, so we're not worried about sari atfasa, because we're not worried he gave a bundle of cash to a ketana, but we would be worried that maybe he said, se'e masya decha b'mezayne secha. So this is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you do have to support a woman if the husband goes overseas, even though you did not see that he died. And Shmuel says you don't. And there's a machlokes, Rav Zin, Rav Papa. Why? Is it because sari atfasa? Or is it because maybe he said, se'e masya decha b'mezayne secha? Tnan. We learned in a Mishnah, where on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, Misha Halach Lamdina Sayam, somebody goes overseas, the Ishtoi Tavas Mzainois, and now the woman says, feed me! Chanan, Oimer Chanan says, Tishava Besoif, she swears in the end when she wants to collect the ksuba, but she doesn't have to swear in the beginning when she wants to be supported, V'lay Tishava Tchila, she doesn't have to swear if she wants support. Nechleku Allah B'nei Kaihanim Gedoilam, the sons of the Kehanim Gedalim argue, V'amru, and they say, Tishav Tchila Basayif. She has to swear in the beginning when she wants to be supported. She has to swear in the end when she wants her ksuba. But everybody agrees if she swears, she gets supported. Ad kan loy pligi elenyan shua. The machloikis in the Mishnah is only, does she swear or not? But avu mezoine yavinola. But everyone would agree she gets mezoinois. And Shmuel says, no, she doesn't get mezainos. Now, from the Gemara, it's obvious that obviously Shmuel holds she doesn't get mezainos even if she swears. Otherwise, the Gemara could have said Shmuel is talking about where she doesn't swear. So, meaning when Shmuel says she doesn't get mezainos, it has to be even if she swears. Says the Gemara, Tergamashmal Bishashamay Bashames. You know why in the Mishnah she would be supported? Because we heard that he died. So since we heard that he died, even Shmuel concedes that the woman is supported. Shmuel only said the woman is not supported if we didn't hear that he died. But this Mishnah is talking about where we did hear that, where we did hear that he died. Tashma. Come in here, meaning we're going to bring another proof. We're going to ask on Shmuel again. Mishahalach lemdina siyam, somebody who went overseas. The ishtay tayvas mezainais, and the woman is claiming support. B'nei kohanim gedolim aimrim, the sons of the high priest, they said, tishava, she swears, and then she could get supported. Chanan aimer lo tishava, Chanan says she doesn't swear. The imba lo aimer, now if the husband comes and he says, v'amar pasakti la mezainais, I gave her mezainis, neman, he's believed. Rashi says he's believed with a shvua. Now, here everybody agrees that she gets supported. The question is, does she have to swear? And you're not going to be able to say over here, well, it's talking about where we heard that he died. How could that be? He walked in. If he walked in, obviously the case is not where he died. Until now, the way to wiggle out of a braisa or a mishnah that seems to indicate a woman is supported is to say, well, we're talking about where we heard that he died. So Shmuel agrees if we heard that he died that she gets supported. But here you're not going to be able to wiggle out and say, oh, it's talking about where we heard that he died because he walked into the courtroom. Says Gemara, Hachanami b'shasham b'shemes. Here also we're talking about where we heard that he died. Ay v'ha imbava amar kamar. But the Braisa says if he came and he said, I already gave it to her. So obviously he didn't die. Says Gemara, imbala achar shmua. We heard that he died. And the case is he came back after. After we heard he died, he walked into the courtroom. People love to do that. There's a letter somebody once wrote to a Rav, and he addressed him, Zecher Tzad Levracha. So the Rav sent back, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm still alive. And really, Zecher Tzad Levracha is not for dead people. Where do we learn out Zecher Tzad Levracha from? From Noach. Because it says, Eila told us Noach, Noach is Tzadik. When you mention a Tzadik, you have to give him a praise. So, that's talking about when Noach was alive. Those psukim are talking about when Noach was alive. Okay. Tashma. Misha halacha l'mdina siyam. Somebody went overseas, v'shtei tevas mezainis, and the wife is claiming support. Im bava amar. If he comes and he says, tzi'i ma'asi yadecha v'mzainoi secha, listen, you keep your handiwork, and you keep the support. Rashai, he's allowed to say that. But Kadmu Bezdin Upasku, if Bezdin jumped the gun before he said that, and they issued her and awarded her Mezainos, Masha Pasku Pasku, then whatever they decided is decided. So we see that Bezdin will award Mezainos even before, when a woman's husband goes overseas. It's a Raya Terav, it's a Kasha and Shmuel. Here also we're talking about where we heard that he died. And Shmuel said, if he heard he died, even Rav, who says that we're not Pasek Mezainos, would agree. If we heard he died, we are Pasek Mezainos. Tashma, come in here, Mishalachim Dina Sayam, someone who goes overseas, Vishtai Tevas Mezainos, and the wife is claiming food, Bezdin Yardin. Linachas of Bezin will go down to his estate. Vizanin, they'll feed him a furnace in Leishtai and support his wife. But even though someone who went Lamdinas Hayam, Bezin will support the wife. Avaloi banav uvnoisav. We won't support his sons and daughters from his estate. Veloi davar acher. And we also won't do davar acher. What davar acher is, we'll see. But the bottom line is, we see that Bezdin will support a woman whose husband went overseas. It's a raya to Rav Akasha and Shmuel. Omar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, B'mashves ishtai deshlesh. We're talking about a case where he appointed a third party to take care of his wife. So in such a case, even though we did not hear that he died, then that demonstrates that he obviously did not give her cash under the table. Otherwise, why did he hire a third party? And he obviously didn't say tzei masya dechem zanesecha, because he made arrangements to support her. So when he made arrangements to support her, clearly both the chash of Rav Zvid and Rav Papa are not applicable. He certainly didn't hand her money under the table if he made an arrangement with a third party to support her. And we're not concerned that maybe he said tzei masya dechem zanesecha. So the Gemara says, well, if he arranged with a third party, then you should have to support his young children also. Because aren't we talking about where he made an arrangement with the third party to support them? Then his son and daughter, the sons and daughters also. Says the Gemara, no. He appointed a third party to support his wife, but he did not appoint a third party to support his children. My Pascha, why is that the definitive situation? Like, why would he do that? Why are we just saying a general case, and the assumption is he made a third party to support his wife and he didn't make a third party to support his children? I mean, if he did, shouldn't the case be he did for both? And if he didn't, shouldn't it be that he didn't for both? El Amar Apabra Papa said, no, here's the case. We're talking about, we heard that he died. Now again, the Gemara didn't want to say straight up, it's talking about where we heard that he died. Because if that was the case, then not only should Bezin support the wife, Bezin should support the children also. So the Gemara here was very hesitant just to say, oh, you know, we're talking about where we heard that he died. So then why don't we support the children? Ela Amar Papa Kishashama Bay Shames Beit Achad. We heard that he died by the report of one witness. Now, regarding the woman, if she has one witness that he died, she's allowed to get remarried. Therefore, since she's allowed to get remarried, she will also get mezainos. Her the ibas in Subi Beit Achad, if she wanted to get married with one aid, Matzim and Sivah, she could have gotten married. So since she could get remarried with one aid, Mezoine Nami Avinona will also give her Mezoinos with one aid. Banov of Noisav, but his sons and daughters, the Ibai Lamechas and Chaz Beit Achad, if they wanted to go down and take some of the estate of the father with one witness, they cannot go down because you need two Edom to be able to say the father died in terms of them being able to take money from him. So therefore, we don't give them mezainas either. You see, an Eid Echad only has standing vis-a-vis her ability to get remarried. So if she can rely on the one aid to get remarried, she could also rely on the report that he died to be able to get support. But the children cannot rely on the report of one aid to take from him. So that's the difference between the wife and the children. The wife could be supported, but not the children. Now the Braisa said at the end that if somebody goes overseas, we also don't take from his estate ledavar acher. What does it mean we don't take from his estate ledavar acher? My davar acher, what's this other thing that we don't take from his estate for? Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda says tachshed, to buy his wife perfume. Even though it's a necessity for her. But we won't take from his estate if he's not around. Rabbi Yosef Amar Tzedakah means if someone goes overseas, we will not take from his estate for Tzedakah. Manda Amar Tachshit, the opinion that says that we don't collect for perfume from the guy who goes overseas, Kol Shekein Tzedakah. Certainly we don't take Tzedakah because if we don't even take a basic obligation for a husband to sustain his wife with perfume, we certainly won't take tzedakah against his will. Meaning buying the woman perfume is a more basic need, a more basic responsibility the husband has, even than giving tzedakah. Manda amra tzedakah, the opinion that says we won't collect tzedakah, aval tachshid yavinonei, we will take from his estate for her perfume, delei nichalei detinaval, because he would want it. We don't want her to become disgusting to him. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here, and Bez Hashem will pick it up on Thursday night. And thank you for joining. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov, everyone. Be well. Shalom aleichem, Reb Shragi. Welcome. Sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.